15 to 20 million jobs. I am your future.
You have the power.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leaders.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. For those of you that live in Philadelphia in the tri-state area, I ask that you go to your telephone right now, invite family members and friends to tune in, then sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you are listening on the internet, send an email to your family and friends and invite them to go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a very interesting week since we got together here on our American Workers Radio show. I want to thank our very faithful panel members, Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store, Larkin Connolly, East Coast Vice President of SCORE. Larkin is, by the way, going to be with us from beautiful, sunny California. Rich Logis, the principal of RJL Technology Integration, is back from his trip to Germany and Poland. And I'm Michael Blihash, your host, and I'm here with our very, very good engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, who is always smiling and really keeps the show at a good pace. Well, last week we had a very special guest. In fact, he was on for 2 weeks, Senator John Sabatina. He's from the 5th District of Pennsylvania, and he represents a very large portion of Northeast Philadelphia. Senator Sabatina is a major supporter of Made in America, Made in Pennsylvania, National Small Business Weekend, which, by the way, is this coming weekend, and it's always the first full Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the first full weekend of the month. We'll be talking about that later on in today's broadcast. And I also want to say thank you to Ken Bode, who is a major supporter of the Made in America movement and our American Made radio program and American Made store and the American Workers Need You. All of these, he's the assistant to Senator Sabatina. Thanks so much for your assistance, Ken. We'll be looking forward to working on all of you to make sure we get together for that special event that we have coming up, which is in November. We're going to do that all over again this year and get more people, because November is going to be American Made Month again. And I'm going to ask Mark Andel, Rich Logis, and Larkin Connolly to assist us to make sure it's a great success. Before we get into any other issues of the day, I want to say welcome to Mark Andel. Tell us what's happening with you, Mark.
How you doing, guys and listeners? Mike, we've been busy. Boy, what an August we had. And you know, we had two shows, a corn festival, and then the Erie County Fair again as a 12-day run. And I'm happy to say we came out with a big win. The Made in America store, 6,000-square-foot display. The feedback was awesome. People are really getting it. They really give us a lot of respect, and they love to see the new products we have. My team did an outstanding job, and family. 12 days is a long run. You start at 10 in the morning, you end up home at 12 days in a row. Plus, we keep every other store open. But we just had a wonderful August. Now we're moving into September here, and school starts. And like you mentioned, Mike, we got a big Labor Day weekend coming up, and hopefully everybody has a cold beverage. I know, Rich, you will, right, and all the team. And we enjoy and respect, you know, what we've got. And these laborers, Labor Day is about the workers, and that's kind of what this, you know, we support with our radio show. We've got Labor Day, and then, Mike, we go into our fall festival, which is September 18th, and I'm very excited. I got some groundbreaking news for the community and everyone for the Made in America store, and we're also trying to fish fry. And so we've been really busy. We're uncovering from our August shows, and now we're getting ready for this fourth quarter. And as you know, like you said, November is a great month to buy Made in America products and get ready for that holiday season. But also, you know, remind people, you know, buy every day. Keep asking that question, you know, is it made in America? Because our listeners and people are truly making a positive difference.
You know, Mark, you're absolutely right. In fact, I see it happening everywhere I go. People are telling me exactly their experiences about walking into stores, making their feelings known. this is what we're asking you to do. The first Labor Day celebration was started back in 1882 in the city of New York. 2 years later, in 1884, the United States Congress declared the first Monday of September as Labor Day to honor workers, the businesses, and everyone that adds to the strength and stability of America and its economy. We have to get back to those ideals, and that's what we are all trying to do, and I can't thank you enough for your assistance. Larkin, how is everything with you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you? And good morning to our panel and to Henry and to all of our listeners. I'm sitting here listening to Mark, scratching my head. Did he just say Labor Day? Wasn't it like 3 weeks ago it was Memorial Day?
Yep.
Summer's gone already, and it's just absolutely amazing how we can stay so busy and have a season go by us so quickly. I'd also remind you, I'm in sunny Florida, not quite as far away as California, and it's 81 degrees outside and kind of humid because of all of the rain that's fallen. You know, at SCORE, we've stayed very busy. What Mark talks about in growing small businesses, which is exactly what we do, what we're trying to concentrate on is the supply chain. If it's going to be made in America, the component parts have to come from America in order for it to be a true made in America product. So what's actually happened in this country that is really the most critical mistake of all is that the supply chain, the guys that make the component parts that go in everything that we make and build, have kind of disappeared. And we've got to build that back. I mean, it's one thing to have a made-in-America toaster because it was assembled in Paducah, Kentucky. It's another thing to have a toaster that was, while it was assembled in Paducah, Kentucky, all the component parts of the toaster came from the Far East. So supply chain is the word you're going to hear from me a lot this fall, building back the supply chain, the companies that build those component parts that make manufacturing a reality in our country.
You know, Larkin, as you're saying that, I'm thinking to myself, well, we could have a 50-50 balance here. We could have a toaster 50% made abroad and assembled in America, and then we could have that 100% made in America toaster, which I think we're going to be able to promote someone to make that. And then we have the 50-50 balance. We have to get on. We're going to talk about some other issues that are in the news. But first, I want to welcome back Rich Logis, who was on a very interesting trip to Europe. And I'm sure Rich is going to be talking about some of his experiences today. Rich, how are you? Welcome back.
Thanks, Michael. And good morning, guys. Good morning to all of our listeners. I got to tell you guys, I missed you. And I mean that, too. I did. I missed you guys. I missed being on the show. I felt like American Workers Radio withdrawal, Michael, the first Wednesday. I had, like, cold sweats. I thought, like, my blood pressure is usually at its highest point every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern time. And I was calm during these times. And I'm very happy to be back. You know, guys, let me just give a broad point here, if I may. We talk a lot about good and bad things on this show. Both of them need to be talked about. But you want to know what I really gave myself time to think about and assess when I was away? Here's one of the strongest feelings that I had when I got back to the U.S., which I was happy to get back here, Michael. Germany and Poland were amazing. I was happy to get back. It is my opinion, and I think the next year or so is going to confirm what I'm going to say one way or the other. I really think that many people, Republicans, sensible Republicans, sensible Democrats, independents, guys, I got to tell you, I think people are growing tired of all of the America sucks movements that seem to get the headlines everywhere you look. I mean, Mark, everywhere, for every main America, there's 60 America sucks stories. Everywhere you look, guys. And the people, Michael, that I spoke to in Germany and Poland, look, there's a reason why. There's a reason why the ordinary German or Pole you'll meet, when you ask them about the United States, we're still viewed favorably because our liberties, our freedoms have without question influenced them, especially in Poland. Especially in Poland, which is, that's a nation that is not that far removed from communist Soviet rule. So anyone in the United States, and look, Michael, I'm not going to take the soapbox here to talk about this ism or that ism. Anybody who thinks that communism works, all they need to do is talk to the old-timers in Poland, Michael. And anybody who talks to the old-timers in Poland, they're going to say, capitalism isn't perfect, it's flawed. Our free market isn't perfect, it's flawed. But that's exactly the model, Michael, that the younger Poles I spoke to want to move toward. They want to move toward freedom, economic opportunity, personal liberties. We got movements growing in this country right now that are going, that are trying to move us backwards, guys. This is what I think, Michael.
You're absolutely right, Rich.
This is what I think. And I think the evidence for it is clear. And we are going to see in the next year, I think, at least in part, the election next year is at least somewhat of a referendum on sensible Democrats, sensible Republicans, moderates, independents, to get together and say, as far as I'm concerned, to preach the gospel of a lot of what, Mark, you talk about, which is we got to get behind America. This is the only America that exists, the only one that's ever existed. And I just, guys, I tell you, I came back. I was happy to come back. But, man, it occurred to me. It really hit me hard being away from the U.S. There are factions that are growing in this country that people need to fight back against, to take back parts of this country. This is what I think. This is what I think.
Very well said, Rich. And you've seen how it is there. Unemployment is not something that people look forward to. They want to, if they get unemployed today, they want to look for a new job tomorrow so they keep their skills up and make sure that they, you know, don't ever be looked upon as unemployed or needing any kind of other public service. I mean, I see that in the visitors that come from all over Europe. It is something inbred in that part of the world that they want to work. They come here on summer jobs. They come here for all sorts of programs and schools. But the end result is they want to better themselves, and they make sure that whatever selection of a job opportunity they would like to have, whatever kind of career, they focus on that from a very early age. Just like we spoke to Bruce when he told us how they do things in England. Absolutely right. You go out on an apprenticeship. You do something positive with your life. In America, our schools have become too much of a place to drop money, but not to drop your future into their hands of knowledge, something they can offer you that you'll be able to have for forever and ever a day. So that's where I'm glad that you're saying that, because that's exactly how I feel. And by the way, now that China's economy has slowed down, companies have contracts with China, and they really need to move that inventory. When they have a contract with somebody that they're going to buy so many suits and so many suitcases and this and that, they have to keep that contract. So they're really pushing their sales in our stores. I see it. I talk to the managers. When you hear them saying, well, we have to push it down to 50, 60, and 70% off just to move the inventory, not inventory on seasonal stuff, but on suitcases and everything else, because the American consumer has been looking around and making a decision. Do I really need it? Or should I look around and see if there is anything that is made in America that I can support first? China's economy slowed down, and look what happened to the world's economy. What do you say to that, Larkin?
You're very accurate, Michael. That's extremely accurate. Again, once the it becomes an issue of cash flow. If you stop manufacturing or you stop importing or exporting, the cash stops. And that's where the pinch is put on China, because with all of their problems, when the exporting stops or is interrupted, it creates an economic devastation.
It's a backlog.
It becomes a backlog, in essence. That's correct.
And you know, when I talk to some of these people in the stores, they tell me we're going to have to offer everything at clearance prices because our next shipment from China is coming in 30 days. So we have to move this inventory to make room for the newest inventory. And as I hear that, I say to myself, well, why can't 50% of that be made in America? And then you can put this stuff on sale, keep our workers working, not be contracted with the overseas companies.
And that's the biggest downside of doing business with a country like China, is that they're a very, very far piece away from us. And once that manufacturing starts, you have no control over the amount, because they sell things in containerfuls. So if you want, you know, 5 baby cribs, you can't buy 5 baby cribs. You have to buy either a half or a whole container of baby cribs. And that really does crimp your cash and the way you stock and set your stores up. And so once you place that order, it's coming. There's nothing going to stop it. It's going to land in San Diego or any one of a number of ports, and it's going to get on a truck, and it's on its way to you, and there's no way you can stop it.
Now, something I'm just going to add before we go to a guest, which I'm going to ask Rich to bring on, his friend Rich Austin, who's been on the show before. I want to tell you another secret, and I want everybody to understand this nicely. Mark, you should know this better than anybody. Some of the managers told me that the major stores, the Macy's and the Kmart's and all, would rather sell those items to their customers in their stores rather than have to push it off to second or third party stores, who will further reduce the price of the product. And the store that originally received it, the Macy's or the Kmart or whatever, is just about going to break even. But the way things are going, the American people are keeping their money in their pocket for several reasons. Some are unemployed, some just figure, I'm going to support the American Made campaign, and others are just saying, well, let's see where this is all going to wind up. The stock market dropped. China saying they need to move more stuff in the world to keep up their economy. They're talking about how their economy has to keep up. How about America's economy? How about America's workers? So let the store sell it to third and fourth or fifth party stores, to clearance places. Doesn't matter to me. I don't want that to happen to American-made products. I want those products to be respected. When people go to a store, they look at the item and they feel great about it. This was made by my countrymen. And I'm not talking for unions or non-unions, a small guy. I'm talking for every possibility of employment in America. The gravy train's over, guys. I mentioned that a few weeks. Most stores don't want to admit it, but the foreign products gave them a hell of a good profit for years. But the gravy train is over. The time of bull is over. It's time to shut off the lights. Everybody go to bed. Wake up into the new reality of America. Mark?
Yeah, you know, again, I've got the working model, guys. And what I've seen over the last 5 years, you start with you know, a handful of products, 50 products, and up to 6,000-7,000 now. We've seen it work, supporting these Made in America manufacturers in the United States. And, you know, Larkin, like you bring up, you know, bringing the product from overseas is costly. But now, when you help the Made in America companies, you can see the growth, and it's great because I witnessed the growth. These smaller companies became bigger. They've started to hire more just because of what our team did. So if we continue that, it's that ripple effect in America. And, Rich, I love when you say, you know, basically you're saying what I agree in, one team, one goal. You know, that's what my motto is at General Welding, one company, one goal. Let's get healthy and self-sufficient. But as a country, we must have one team, one goal, and start getting on the same path. Those that have them, American values. It, like I say all the time, it's the only America we have.
Yep, and we are getting ready to celebrate Labor Day. What a great opportunity for all of us to speak with family and friends that we will meet in our holiday celebrations about this American-made issue. With that, I'm going to ask Rich Logis to welcome Jim Austin to today's broadcast.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, guys, just wanted to invite Jim back on. Our listeners will recall we had Jim on a few months ago. I think it was a few months ago, if it was even longer than that. Like Larkin said, time is flying. Just as a reminder, I'll have Jim reintroduce quickly his business, what he does, and just as a refresher for our audience, Jim is a veteran and served our country in the military, which we all thank him for that. Jim, thank you for being on. Guys, I'm going to tell you just real quick, Jim is as big a fan of our show as any I've met since I've been coming on for almost 3 years. Jim will text me. I'm listening to a past broadcast. So thank you so much, Jim, for getting the word out about what we're doing. Welcome back on.
Well, thank you very much. It was April 15th. It was tax day when I was last on, and so that was the date, and we had a lot to talk about that because, as I recall, some of the subject was that foreigners who get our money do not pay taxes. Not only do they not pay taxes, none of that filters down through the system and trickles into it. So this is one of the reasons why a show like this is very important. And I want to thank the panel for what you all have been doing. Larkin, Mark, Rich, Henry, and Michael, because this is a mission to help save America. Folks, we're about not long, only going to be a year out for the election, and you're going to start seeing straw polls taken in the next few months, and we're going to have to vote for a president. And we need to select our leadership carefully because look at what's happening in America right now. You're seeing cops being killed. You're seeing social change happening. And my comment to that is very much like New Orleans without the storm. And it's a sign of poor leadership. And this is why we've got to select people, number one, get us healthy with values, bring our businesses back. And all you listeners out there, you're part of that mission. Because they're doing their job getting this word out, but we can't just stand by and do nothing and listen to the show and turn it off. We have to go tell friends. We have to get motivated and start spreading the word and start creating a movement. That's going to change America. It started. You see people grumbling silently, and it's boiling over. This is exactly one of the reasons why a candidate like Donald Trump has showed his popularity. America is tired of the usual politicians, the ones that won't hit the salient issues. And what I'm hoping for is party members, both Republican and Democrat, will look at this and start upping their game a bit because that's healthy for America. It's called competition. So that's what we – go ahead.
Jim, you're absolutely right. In fact, as people stop me to talk to me about Donald Trump, every one of them says he is saying things that should have been on the plate 10, 15, 20 years ago. And he is really changing the ball game right now. No matter what happens in the convention or anything else, he's put issues on the table that have gotten every candidate to say things that they would have never said in the campaign before.
Absolutely.
Well, it's just because we're tired of the usual politics and people not confronting real issues. You talk about real issues on this show. You don't see any candidate going out there and talking about how bad business is and how they're going to fix it with detailed analysis. It's just not happening. But a person like Donald Trump is shaking up the apple cart because he's not entrenched in the comfort of politics with a two-party system. He'll come in and do things that people want to see done. Now, does Trump fill my particular does he satisfy me? No, he doesn't. But what Americans have to do is they're going to need to look at all the candidates and really study them hard and pick the candidate that hits the salient issues, who fills the bill for making America strong. Never mind about the side issues, race, abortion, the gay situation that everybody talks about. These are side issues. When America be the strongest country in the world, have all the weaponry, ships, nuclear weapons, all that doesn't matter. If you fail economically, you're done. You're absolutely done. And that's what we need to do is get America strong. And all our listeners can help with this. You know, you hear Mark Andel talk about his Made in America store. It is very important to do that. In my business, I just went to another degree. We're shipping out. It's improved quite a bit. The DOD is involved with us and several DOD contractors. So they see the technology that we offer at Vault Computer as being very different, unique, and nobody else has this. So they're looking for it to protect some of the data, to keep it from being lost, either combatants or wherever, but it protects against anybody intrusion into computer systems. But when I'm shipping out computers, I thought the other day, well, where is my packaging coming from? So I started looking into that, and that's what you can do as a business owner is start looking at every aspect of your business and try to ask for American made. So I'm looking for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, anything that goes into that to help it be a more of American production. And that's important for all businesses to do. And when you go out to buy from American companies, don't forget the small business. You know, when you buy from a small business, you're not helping a CEO of a major company get his third vacation home. You're helping a little girl get dance lessons. You're helping a little boy get a team jersey or get horseback riding. You're helping a mother put food on the table, and you're helping a father pay the mortgage or a student pay off a loan. That's what you're doing when you ask for American products and help and go to a small business. And that's what Larkin does, and I laud him for that. It was just the greatest thing to do that. That is the backbone of America. So what other comments do we have about that?
I would just brew a brief comment. I texted Henry last night, Jim, and I said this to him. I said, when you talk to guys like Jim Austin and Mark Andel, you can't help but get excited about America. I mean, guys, you can't, Mark, Jim, what you're saying. I always tell people all the time, you want to talk with the thing I've learned about veterans, no matter all my years talking to them, Jim, always calm demeanor, very, very articulate, sensible. How can you not get excited about America talking to Mark, talking to Jim, guests who call in, Mark and what you do? I go on, as you know, I've been going on this rant for 3 years about these two parties. I mean, I don't know personally, guys, I don't know a single Republican who is like gung-ho, loves ad infinitum the Republican Party. I don't know a single one. Now, it's interesting, I talk to Democrats all the time. They want to tell me on why Republicans stink. Okay, you can say, but they've been trying to sell me like they've been trying to sell you guys this phony Democrat bill of goods for how many years? So, Jim, thank you for everything you do. Mark, same to you. That's the point and the comment I want to make. You cannot help but get excited about America when you hear these guys talk and what they're doing.
You know, Jim,
and some time ago, we talked about, I had a wish list, and
there were a few things that we did talking about the issues that needed to be corrected. For about 30 seconds here, I would like to take off my score hat and put on my Larkin Connolly hat and say that I hearken back to what I claimed was the number one problem, and I think if fixed, it's really going to go a million miles to resolve the issues that we have in this country. It will resolve the inequities that we have between races, and socioeconomic issues. It will relieve us of the burden of special interest groups. It will do so much. It's almost hard to believe, and that is term limits. I just come back to it. Washington doesn't work because it isn't set up to work right now. I don't care if you're libertarian or Democrat, Republican. It makes no difference. It is not functioning right now because special interest groups are running this country. Period.
You're right. Now, Larkin, I want to just add this. You know, everything that we talk about, and I want to thank our listeners, the people who I will see this coming weekend at the Labor Day Festival at Częstochowa, and next weekend as well. It's a huge event, the Polish-American Festival in Doylestown. And I want to say this to you. I'll have the opportunity to hear from people, and please don't hesitate to come by the main stage and look for me, and we'll have any conversation you would like. But I spoke to an eye doctor the other day, and he gave me a very interesting point of view. He said to me, well, I want you to know something. Sunglasses and eyeglasses are a perfect example of how America went wrong. 20 years ago, 95% of the eyewear that I sold out of my office was 100% made in America. Here we are in 2015. I struggle to get 5% of those eyeglasses made in America to satisfy my customers who want made in America. All the big stores have just kicked me off the market. They brought in all this stuff. I encourage every person listening right now, go take a look at your glassware frame and see where the framework was made. And think 20 years back from now. And say, how could they all be made in America, or 95% were made in America, and today there's nothing there. Jim, what you said, you're now paying attention to everything that's in your packaging and everything else. That's all we're doing to wake up the American people, have them look, have them understand, because so many of the countries snuck out of America over the years when people had nothing to say and they just looked and thought, well, I don't know, I'm not, you know, I'm eating it, I'm drinking it, and who knows where it's made and who even questions it. Not until people are out of a job and they can't live that portion of the American dream by paying their mortgage, by being able to send their children to some baseball camp or soccer camp. Those are now issues that are on the minds of the American people, on the parents, grandparents, and our new kids graduating from college with enormous bills that they have to pay. And if they don't pay it now, I understand, if they don't pay it over the years, they won't get their Social Security.
You know, all we got to do, guys, is believe. And it means so much to just believe in something. And Jim, hearing you speaking again, thank you for serving our country. You know my heart goes out to the veterans. I tell them all, every bus that comes to my store, we had 500 buses so far. We just passed 100 for this year. Every bus, with my little speech in the beginning, I say, how many veterans do we have on a bus? I said, you're the heroes. I can't ever get as high as you are, so thank you for our freedom. That's how I start. And Jim, I mean that, and you're not only a veteran, you're a business owner, and you love America. And I think some people are afraid to admit they love America and they love their country. It's okay to be patriotic. It's okay to fly the American flag. It's your country. You know, we've got to support it. But I think believing in something, really, some people just get confused. They overcomplicate it. This isn't that complicated. It's simple. You've got to believe. Even the listeners, go out tonight when you shop, ask for Made in America products. Look at the tags. You make that difference, and that snowball, you can't stop once you get this rolling. And we've got it rolling. We just got to keep going on and get more believers.
And you know what, Mark? You're absolutely right. And I tell people, they say, well, I can't find a lot of stuff made in America. I say, well, then reconsider your total purchase. Ask yourself, do I have an item in my closet that I can use for another year? Hopefully some of these new companies will be able to come back on the market, start distributing their items wherever and in the stores, ever, whether it's small businesses, larger businesses. We have to change competition. We have to let board people know in the boardrooms, in the investor rooms, and in the also the supply chain rooms, that Americans are going to hold on to their money if they can't find a reasonable selection of items that are made by their fellow countrymen, where they can feel that they are adding to America's economy, not some other country's economy.
Isn't it a shame in my store I don't have one anything that plugs in? Now, again, I'm 100%, and we realize everybody can't be 100% made in America. Nothing that plugs in or nothing that takes a battery. I've got one light bulb. You know, Jim, the work you've done on a computer is amazing. Your packaging drive, you can find them products. I've got the bags. Everybody that told me you couldn't find it was generally the guy trying to sell me the foreign good. And once you continued your efforts, you found different products. We made the only CD 100% made in America with Ricky Lee. And Ricky, I said, I love your music, Rick, but I can't sell your CD in the store. But the only plant that produced the carbon polyamide to record on was the Dow Chemical plant, which there was only one left. But we pulled off the first 100% CD in the country. And Jim, you'd appreciate that on that CD, it was a cardboard panel that the CD went in. We gave $5 to the military assistance program, and Ricky Lee was sponsored by the VFW, National VFW Convention, and we released it then. But boy, you know, you can find these products, and, you know, one product might have 15 suppliers. And like Larkin, you're talking about growing that supply chain. And I think, Jim, on the last show, you talked about you've got to grow these supply chains. You got to make it available in our country. And I think we're going to see that happen as long as we keep demanding that, them different products here.
Yep.
Well, absolutely. The biggest change that I had made that I mentioned in the past was I was looking for American distributors. Sometimes you can't get all your components or all a raw product, raw material going into a product from America, but you can get it from an American distributor. Sometimes they'll say they don't carry it, and you say, well, this is where it's coming from. Why don't you see if you can get it? And with patience, you can do that. That's how you change America a little at a time.
Absolutely.
Folks, people get up in the morning, they don't think, a lot of them don't think about America right off the bat. I do. Now, veterans don't seem to have that problem because they put their life on the line to serve, and the real heroes are the ones that's in the ground. But this problem that we have now is quite a little different than somebody threatening our freedom up front. This is the economic viability that's being threatened, and that takes every one of the listeners out there to help with it. This is beyond what veterans can do. This is a citizenship thing. This is something we all have a responsibility to, is to keep America strong. That's why I'm asking for everybody to pitch in and help you with your mission to do that.
Oh, Jim, that was well said. Wow. That is exactly the bottom line of everything that we do. We have to wave our American flag and spend our dollars on American made. If you can't find it, don't buy it. That's the policy I'm taking these days. And in fact, please don't be bashful when you go shopping, and don't be bashful to speak up where you shop and ask questions. I was in a store last week. I was buying a wedding card for my daughter, who was married last weekend. Congratulations to Marion and Drew. And I went into the store, and how can we have all these greeting cards made in China and everywhere else, but not made in America? But I will say this. American greeting cards have changed a lot of what they do, and they seem to be 100% made in America now, which pleases me to no end. I'll see how the upcoming holiday cards are going to go, but you have to talk up and don't be afraid to make a scene in the store. Say what you say in a very nice manner. Just say, well, I'm at surprise. I'm looking for American made cards. And then you don't run out the door. Walk slowly out the door so they get the message that you are a person that's not just there. Say a few words and run. Say it, what's on your mind, and make sure you spend your dollars wisely, just like Jim and Mark and Larkin and Rich are doing, and Henry and all of us. We're going out of our way to make sure that American workers are always first on our list. When you go shopping, ask yourself, who am I supporting today? Who is going to support me today? Is somebody going to walk over or ride over or fly over from China to buy an item from the place where you work? No. But they're happy to send over millions of items to America for us to buy, for us to be the customer. And as we come upon Labor Day, make that a new challenge. Take the Buy American Made challenge and look at every label that you have come into your hands. Take a look at it, and if it's not American made, American assembled, you don't need it. Sorry about that.
Michael, I want to add something to you. Before you walk out that door slowly, what I like to do is I look them in the eye, and I say, when you get American products, you'll have my business and everybody I deal with's business. And you reach out and you shake their hand, and you make them understand that you're a friend and that they need to join that movement. That really does wonders, and I will go back and I'll see people I do that with, and they'll go, they listen that way. They absolutely listen and they follow through because it makes an impression. So that's, you want to be their friend and you want to include them in the Help America movement. This, and become part of the Voice for America. To give you an idea how dicey things are right now in the economy, I got an invitation to an FBI summit several weeks ago, and it's over data loss, and you know that's what our computers do, is help prevent data loss. And I didn't know how bad it was, but data loss, by and large, is underreported, and it undermines the economic security of this country. Well, the FBI has been aware of this, and our whole government has, and they're having a secure intellectual property summit by invitation only, and I'm going to be part of that. And it's going to be broadcast to different FBI centers around the U.S., and we happen to have one here in my hometown in Jacksonville, and I've joined that. But when I got the data revealed that $600 billion, with a B, dollars worth of intellectual property is at risk worldwide, and that there are 40 million jobs in the U.S. that will be affected by data loss. Now, I know the statistics in Florida are pretty bad because it's the number one data loss state in the United States. Georgia's number two, and South Dakota, I think, is last, so you know where people don't retire there. And the amount that's going on is just incredible, and that's undermining our economic security. And like I said, you are done when that's undermined. Likewise, exactly as important is just the viability created by buying American products. And that's what all of us can do. And you've opined on that over and over, but it's time for the listeners to really take up arms and start helping with this movement, because it takes a movement to do that. We've got our values have eroded in the U.S. We see things that we haven't ever seen before, and things have been let sliding for some time, and that's just a result of poor leadership over time, and it's seeped in, and it's had an insidious erosion on the fabric of America. It takes our citizens to help with that, and you just can't stand by and listen to this and hang up and go off the air and start your everyday life. You got to start practicing it.
You're absolutely right. Jim, I want to tell you something. And for the people to go out, that's very scary to know that our national security is at risk because so much of this is, you know, not in our control. Having all the computers made outside of America, God knows what they can put, some kind of chip or spyware or whatever in there. We got to reverse all that. We have to become, to do what you are doing with your particular computer. I mean, there is even one political candidate who would surely like to have your version of a computer, I'm sure. But let's not talk about that at this moment. But Jim, seriously, and listeners, just what Jim is doing, he's looking at his packaging, his suppliers. Don't feel awkward. Some people tell me, oh, Michael, I listen to you and I feel awkward complaining to people working in the stores. What can they really do? They can do a lot. They can go to the manager at the staff meeting and say, boy, these people are really getting angry about what's happening in America. Make them feel that they are also part of the positive part of bringing jobs back. People have to feel that they're part of something. When they hear it from you, they get an example. Sometime I walk up to the cashier and they say, did you find everything that you wanted made in America? And I said, yes, you know me. I mean, they know my face and they know my reaction to things and they know that I influence other people. And that's all we're asking our people to do. And as people see there is a benefit to open industries in America, how can we have a country where we can't find jeans and jackets and bedding wear for our school kids to return to school? It's mainly made in foreign countries. It's been some improvement this year, but it still has a long way to go. Next year, I'd like to see another 20% improvement. This is a shout out to all the companies to go out of their way to expand their operations, to get their products on the buy lists for the school supply places. This is up to the people. We control the country with our dollars.
We do, and I have faith in America. Despite all the bad news that we've been seeing over literally months, you still see nuggets that show Americans are there. For example, we all know that terrorism is a problem, and we knew what happened in France when a terrorist boarded a train with an AK-47 full of magazines. Who ended that? It was three American servicemen sprung into action, even got wounded during it, and now they wear medals, one of France's highest medals, thanking them for saving a situation that could have turned bad. That's what America is like. We take action. We do things. That's how this country was formed. And so eventually, as this filters through and our listeners help others understand this, this movement will be created. When they realize that America's economic security is at risk, it'll start happening. But we've all got to pitch in. We've all got to do our duty as citizens of America.
Mark, I don't know how it could be said better.
No, you know, we're all the same fabric on this show. You know, again, you know, we back up. We need a good leader. We keep saying leader, leader, leader. Larkin, you've mentioned it. Rich, you know, Jim, you know. That's what we need, a great leader. I say America got selfish, greedy, and lazy. I've said it many times. We've got to admit it. A lot of companies over in China are American companies, more than 50% probably American companies. We've got to look back at our 30-year mistake, make the changes now. But this election coming up, we need that leader. And again, Donald Trump shaking it all up, bringing out the facts. You know, again, he's not selfish about that. I really believe he loves America, even if he's not the one. But at least what he's doing is raising that awareness and making everybody think and change. And that's how you make change.
Mark, you're right. And you know what? Now that he stepped forward and rattled the trees and the cages, there's no way to step back. And that's what we're asking our people, to rattle the cages, to shake the cash registers empty if they have to by not buying anything. We have to make our statement known, just as he said those few things and he went up in the polls, because most Americans are tired of it. It's no longer a one or two issue. People are tired of it. They don't want to reach into their pocket and have zero.
Mike, you know, in the last couple of weeks, I'll tell you that things I've heard, when I do this fair, it's 1 million people pass through them gates for 12 days. The comments I've heard on Donald Trump over the last 2 months are different than I heard 2 months ago. It's waking them up.
Absolutely.
It's making change. They're going, you know, this guy's making a little sense. You know, yeah. It's kind of neat to see the change.
Otherwise, Mark, you're right. Otherwise, we would see the same old as the election got closer. As 2016 came, we would hear the same thing, the petty this and that. No, we want to hear what's the meat and potatoes, the bread and butter issues of America's families discussed.
The only thing that would be better, Mike, is Rich, you know.
Well, Rich, we'll get him. The world traveler will get him up there. I think this would be a hell of a team. You know what? If I was Trump, I would ask him to have all the people running for president be part of his cabinet, and let's move America forward. It would start such a hell, you wouldn't believe it. Let's put Rich and Mark for president and vice president. Larkin, Jim, and I can be on one of the top committees and advise. I think it would be better than some of the stuff that's being offered right now. And by the way,
I want to be in the worst state.
You want to do what, Lark?
I want to be Secretary of State because that gig for the last two individuals has been pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's been pretty good.
World travelers.
Hey, Larkin Connolly, Secretary of State. I love it. Oh, I love it. Okay, then we have to decide between Mark and Rich for president. I'll be the outside blabbermouth, you know, shaking the trays. And Jim and I can be there, you know, hitting the cymbals. But, you know, we just what we spoke about today during the broadcast is more common sense than I hear on most of these programs on TV. They're all trying to analyze and reanalyze things that already should have been decided 20, 30 years ago. Let's focus on current events to help Americans. How are we going to get every American back on the trail for the American dream, not to be collecting any kind of welfare or unemployment or whatever, but to have a job skill. They wake up in the morning, they feel great about themselves, and they're ready to move forward because they have a skill to offer a company that's going to want to hire them and pay them for that skill. And they know that they have American customers who are going to go to the stores and pick up those products because they have an American-made label. Gentlemen, I hate to tell you, I can't believe it. I got to acknowledge a few of our sponsors. Can you all stay on for final remarks? But I'm going to do this very quickly. And guys, I want to tell you, we have some of the best sponsors available because they allow me to do what is needed for our Wednesday broadcast, but we do acknowledge them every day because we are a 7 day a week broadcast here on 860 AM. Please remember that this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the first weekend of the month, and that means it's National Small Business Weekend. Go out and support all of your local businesses. Thanks for the support of Polka Deli, Polish American Travel Service, Giorgio Foods, Pat's Auto Tags, Washington Savings Bank, Yolanda Konopacka de Scipio, State Farm Insurance, Dr. Włodzimierz Zin, the Polish National Alliance, Leon Mankowski, Attorney at Law, Serena's Auto Body, Net Cost Markets in Philadelphia, the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, Michael Steinman, Attorney at Law, Dr. Eva Maczak and Dominik Rostocki, Attorney at Law. Also, I encourage you, if you are doing online banking, to check out the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, a great supporter of our broadcast. Make sure that you fly your flags proudly during this entire season of the year through the month of October and maybe even through the month of November. Also, remember you can check out the Polish and Slavic Credit Union on the internet by going to psfcu.com. And when you're in Philadelphia, the Sugar House Casino is located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia. Check them out on the internet at sugarhousecasino.com. And I urge you to go to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, where you'll see our distinguished panel members. You'll see the U.S. Debt Clock by the Million American Jobs Project. Please do check that out. It will be very interesting. It's a very interesting message. And National Small Business Weekend is also linked up there, as well as that report on the Blue Angels. Check it out. Check out Mark Andel's link and so forth. And this weekend is Labor Day weekend. And that means it is the 50th annual Polish American Festival at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Ferry Road in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Open this coming Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And next week as well, that'll be the 12th and the 13th. Make sure you stop by for more information. Check them out on the internet by going to PolishAmericanFestival.org. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Jim Austin. And Jim, you have to become a regular with us here on the broadcast, because your message is a great message, a positive message. Larkin Connolly, all you're doing and all you're going to be asked to do in the future to help those small businesses is really very important. Make sure you get prepared for November as American Made Month. And Rich, I'm happy that you had a wonderful trip. Isn't it unbelievable how quickly time flies? And you're back, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you and seeing you in a few months back here again in Philadelphia. And Mark, thank you for all you do, because you are really one of the main providers by having that physical location there where people can go and see what you've done and what you're going to continue to do. I'm sure you would like to have some foreign countries come over to you and say, Mark, can you do some special welding for me or whatever? I'm sure you'd like to have purchase orders like that, rather than having all those foreign countries come over here and try to take the jobs that you would like to have and continue to have for your employees. So check Mark out on the internet by going to madeinamericastore.com. Well, we're getting almost to that hour. I think we're going to have to say, have a great Labor Day. Please do fly your flags. Jim, thanks again. Larkin, Rich, Mark, from all of us. Until we have the opportunity to be together again, I hope that God will bless you and yours, and may God bless America. Make sure you fly those flags proudly and go out and support all of your local businesses, especially those that are offering American-made items, foods, and everything else. Until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11, I want to wish all of you the very best. Guys, it's time to say do widzenia.
Thanks, everyone. Jim, thanks for coming on also.
Thanks, Mike. You're welcome. Thanks, Jim. Thank you, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you all.